2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome on into the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I am Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs. The stores are down in Lehigh and in Orem. Hi, Heather.
How's it going, Lindsay?
Happy Easter weekend.
Right? Oh my goodness, I am so excited. The weather is finally beautiful and the snow is gone. I hope for a long time.
Well, I'll tell you what, my daughter's lacrosse games were all canceled because there's still snow on the ground. But yeah, it's not snowing, so I guess we can be grateful for that.
I was just a little worried about all those Easter egg hunts. I mean, how do you do Easter egg hunts in the snow?
Do,
you just throw them and say good luck, kids?
No, you do white eggs and you put them in the snow and you say good luck, kids.
Poor kids. Yeah. That's so sad. We're in Utah. We love family. We have lots of kids and holidays are kind of a big deal. So
yeah,
I'm excited. At least we can see some green grass or at least some brown grass and we'll get those Easter egg hunts going again.
It's coming. It's coming.
Well, today I am so excited. We have Drew Armstrong and Matthew Flinders back on the show. You guys are regulars.
Back on the show.
We're
back
here.
On the show.
And if people don't listen regularly, we have a jingle. It goes, Armstrong and Flinders.
Right.
We haven't gotten a professional to do it because certainly I should not be
doing
the jingle.
We have Lindsay doing it. You are the professional.
I am not the
unpaid
professional
yeah. that does their jingle.
If I knew that was going to stick, I would have made up a better one.
You know the Mean Girls movie where he's like, stop trying to make Fetch happen? I'm trying to make Armstrong and Flinders happen.
There you go, Lindsay. Yeah. I love it. They
at UtahRealEstate.net.
Matthew and Drew are two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah, and they're so much fun. So
I think what Heather's saying is we're old.
You're so old.
That's
I
not
know.
What she
We've
said
been
at
selling
all.
Since 1996.
She said you're wise 95. And experienced.
Drew 95. Started in 1995, and I started a year after him. And we've closed over 2,000 sales. We're well above it.
Closer to 3,000.
Right. Yeah, but anyway, 2,000 verifiable sales on the multiple listing service. And so, yeah, we're old. And why are we still doing this?
Because you love it. That's why you do it.
We actually have a lot of fun. We do.
You do. You have too much fun. If you've listened to this show before, we've had some bloopers, some really crazy real estate experiences that you guys have endured. With buyers and sellers.
Falling downstairs.
Getting caught in bathrooms.
Noises.
Yes.
All kinds of stuff.
Walking into, you know, master bathrooms and having someone in the shower. And I mean, there's always crazy real estate stories, but that just comes with experience, I think.
Right. You show up at that many houses and things happen.
Things
happen. A dog chases you.
You rip the pants out of your suit, or the seat out of your suit pants.
Yeah. All the good stuff. Yeah. You guys are crazy. I love it. Today we are talking about how remote work has affected real estate values for this episode. This last week I had the opportunity to sit down with Brandon Fugel, who is one of the best commercial real estate agents in the entire state. And we talked about, you know, all the different sectors and what's strong and what's not strong. And he talked about office and how office is really struggling in the commercial real estate area. But that only helps residential because people need offices. And so if their home is not what it needs to be, then they need to upsize or they need to move and change what they're doing. So we're going to talk a little bit about that today. Tell me, Drew, how that you've seen that affect the residential real estate market that you are working in.
You know, it absolutely has. And some of it is with people choosing where to live because they can work from home. And some people are just like, well, I'm going to do it anyhow. We moved some clients up here from the Bay Area and she worked for Google. And Google is like, well, you can come and fly back and work here 3 days a week. And she's like, I might do that
Sign
when they
up,
make
yeah.
me do that for a time. But she's like, well, I'd be willing to go ahead and not do that job anymore and get a different job just because I want to live here because I don't want to live there anymore. And I can work from home and I want to work from home. And so it's interesting. But we also have a lot of people who are local and they don't want to go back to work at their office, so they need home offices. And they need a home office where they're not working on the dining room table anymore because now kids are, you know, it's not a temporary thing. They're making this permanent. And so mom and dad both need office space.
This happens to me all the time. My kids are little, and they don't quite understand that when mom's working from home, she's not actually home.
Yep.
And so they're just always like, Mom, can you do this? Mom, can you do that? I'm like, I'm on a call right now.
Yeah,
with so, KSL.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I mean, you need a door lock at minimum. But it's if mom is sitting in the living room or in the dining room without a door, it's hard for kids to understand. Look, you know, I'm working right now, and so we're seeing a lot of people that are trading houses in for houses that have more bedrooms that they can convert to office space. And that's happening regularly. I mean, like I can think of several transactions right now that I'm involved in that was the driver. That's
yeah, I
the
agree.
Reason.
And so, dining rooms are a thing of the past.
Yeah,
there's not very
many.
No one needs that. So there are a lot of homes that will have the office and the dining room, and they're putting doors on those and converting those. I think more women, Lindsay, just like us, are working. And we need our own space that's separate from our husband's space. And so that's so, so important. And then we need kids' space. We need
Absolutely. I mean, we were talking about, Matthew brought up that with Zoom, there are technologies that are coming into place now. There is a technology on your iPhone where it does a better voice isolation so that it blocks out kids screaming in the background or your dog yapping or whatever. And Zoom is doing the same thing. But really, when it comes down to it, these Zoom meetings, you can't do a Zoom meeting and be distracting your spouse, where we used to be able to. A lot of couples would share an office, right? And so they have two desk spaces or whatever. But, you know, when somebody else is having a work meeting 3 feet away from you, even if you're out of view of the camera, it's distracting for what you're trying to do with your work meeting. And so, headphones might help a little bit, but people are buying new houses because of the work from home impact or trend that is going on. That trend could be real trouble for the commercial real estate segment, which could affect all of us.
And I think it started with COVID, and we're just spoiled, right? People got used to that, and so we are continuing that.
Well, it's not just that. It's that technology has developed and mass people learned how to use this technology quickly and expect that that's okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, I can do this on a Zoom meeting or FaceTime somebody.
Have you even lived if you haven't had a kid screaming in the background of a live radio report? Because we've all had that. It's just like become standard. We all accept it now.
Yeah, I mean, I was calling my insurance company the other day. And I mean, we're not talking like my local representative. I'm talking like Allstate.
Yeah.
And the woman that's on the other end was interrupted by her 3-year-old, you know?
And
I'm like, don't worry about it. You know, it happens. She was very apologetic because it's against policy, but yeah.
Right. Matthew, what do you think?
You know, I was in a builder meeting with D.R. Horton last week, and it was interesting because we were talking about floor plans and which floor plan the buyer wanted to pick. And that was one of the questions that the broker brought up. She's like, you know, like, what do you need for office space? And showing off floor plans that D.R. Horton has now that handle that, you know, that where you have an office for both partners.
That's amazing. I was actually looking at a Forbes magazine article, and it said that 75% of workers would gladly sacrifice a pay raise if they could have more work flexibility.
Absolutely.
Working from home.
Yeah, it's interesting.
It's incredible. I absolutely agree with that. We just need flexibility in our workspace. We're spoiled, and it's more efficient oftentimes to just get on a Zoom meeting, spend an hour, then driving, you know, everybody meeting and I think you just get to the point a lot quicker too.
Sometimes I feel like I lose work time by driving in. Like 100%. I can just get started on my computer as soon as I get my story assignment every single day from home. And I'm like, oh, I got to like get dressed and put makeup on and like go into the office and like look presentable.
It's
like,
a girl problem.
Yeah,
dang it.
Maybe it's just my problem. But.
Right. Next month, we're going to be recording this from Lindsay's basement.
Yes, should absolutely.
Oh, you guys. No, it's definitely having an impact on the real estate market, not only nationally, but definitely here in Utah. If you are just joining us, you're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on the show with us, two of the best real estate agents in the entire state of Utah. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Happy Easter weekend.
Yeah, happy Easter.
So much fun. If you are looking for gifts to give for Easter, Osmond Designs has some fun things. So check that out. Other than just, you know, the typical candy that we all, or stuffed animal or whatever, blankets, picture frames, candles, all make great Easter gifts.
Blank checks to Osmond Designs.
Gift cards.
Take one of those.
Gift cards are the easiest.
That's the best.
Heather Osmond,
guys,
of
like
course.
Me.
You guys are awesome.
The stores are in Lehigh and Orem, so get down there today. We'll take a break. More on the Real Estate Show in just a second.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here. Heather Osmond is with me. She's the owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, it's Easter weekend. It's also the first weekend it hasn't snowed in like a million years in Utah. So people are probably out doing some yard work today.
You know, I cannot even tell you how excited I am. I feel like I've just been wearing turtlenecks and coats and jackets nonstop. And I just want to wear a short sleeve shirt and enjoy the weather. Even though it's still a little bit cold, I just think we want to get out those sandals and get back to, you know, what April should be here in Utah.
Yes.
I was a little worried about all of the Easter egg hunts for this weekend, but it looks like it might happen after
Just stick those white eggs in the snow, and it'll be the best Easter egg hunt you ever had.
Last 6 hours.
Yes. Hopefully, right? Oh, poor kids. We love Easter weekend. It's a great weekend to obviously do some yard work, you guys. Get outside and
yard work. You mean sandbagging?
Yes, sandbagging and shoveling.
I just hired someone to do that. We have sandbags all along the backside of my house because I live in Alpine, right on the mountain, and I'm a little worried about that. So keep that in mind.
You should be. I mean, it was interesting because about a month and a half ago, as the a lot of the public works are making sand available and bags available, and I was 14 and in 1983, and I remember I was too young to go place the sandbags. They made the older kids do that, but I remember, you know, scouts, church activities, school activities. There were a couple of weeks there where we would sandbag at the public works, fill sandbags like six nights a week, like every single night in the week. And I don't think we're going to have that kind of a problem because
we have much better infrastructure
now.
Millions
of dollars fixing the canals and turning what used to be a nice meandering riverbed into a big concrete canal. And I remember worrying about the animals at the time because it displaced the little animals that live alongside the river. But I think we're going to be better, but we have never had a really good test since we put all this stuff in place. And some places it's going to fail. My kids, you know, I sat and I thought about all of my investment properties and I'm going, is that one going to have a flooding problem? No, it's going to be okay. Is that one? Mm. And I thought through each one of them. I called my insurance company, said, can I buy flood insurance? They said, nope. Nobody, you cannot buy flood insurance in the Western United States right now.
That's a problem. Red flag.
Nobody will sell it to you. And I'm like, I think I'm okay. You know, I thought about all of them. I'm like, do I need to go buy a pump or do I need to buy some sandbags? So 2 days ago, my daughter calls me. She's 23. She and her husband own a little house up in Ogden above Ben Lomond High School. And she called me up and she's crying.
Oh, no.
Because they have water in their basement.
No,
they got 2 feet of snow. Oh. And more than a foot of it had already melted. And they said, we're in it together. Every house on our street has water in the basement.
Wow.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. And so, that's just from what fell on the yard.
Buy your shop vacs before they are not available at a Home Depot and Lowe's.
Right. I'm going to go buy 15 on the way home and gouge people. No.
It's a good business opportunity. There we go.
Check your sump pumps.
I know.
I've had a couple of people. I've been showing houses and talking about sump pumps with buyers, and I think houses that are a little look like they could be flooded are less attractive right now when buyers are making decisions or thinking about it.
My daughter had 2 sump pumps in their basement already. This has not happened to them in the 5 years they've owned the house, but it's happened before, and one of them is shot.
Will you guys walk?
But she can't even. She had to order one online because none of the stores in Ogden have any sump pumps.
Oh yeah, well, that's hard. These problems that are creating. Will you guys walk us through a little bit of like what properties you see that are most at risk? Is it just living by a canal? Is it just the fact we have so much water? I mean, I don't really live near a creek or a stream, but I can already see the water flowing down my street.
There are flood maps that show areas that are traditionally floodplains and potentially could be damaged by water overflowing and things like that. And, I pay attention to that when I buy things myself a little bit, just in case, because eventually you're going to get that 50-year storm or the 50-year winter or whatever. But a lot of times with every house, one of the things that you can do, and this is one of those things where yard work makes a difference, when we get a house inspected, the inspector every single time will point out negative grades that are pushing water from your eaves and your own roof towards your foundation. Mm. And one of the simplest things you can do is put flower beds and pile dirt against the outside of your house, and just 3 or 4 inches can make all the difference in the world as to where that water is going to go. The other thing that's important that I would be paying attention to, although, a lot of this, and I still would, is for sure is downspout. Put the hose on the end of your downspout. Go
rain
check
gutters.
All of those.
Yes.
Check your rain gutters. Make sure that where the rain is coming off of your roof, however it's getting to the ground, it gets directed, even if it's just 10 feet away from your house, makes a big difference.
And window wells, I imagine, too.
Wells. Sandbagging window wells. If you live in an area like the Wasatch Back, where they've had more snow, I live in Pleasant Grove. Pleasant Grove is the banana belt of central and northern Utah. We have not gotten 3 inches of snow all at the same time this winter so far in Pleasant Grove.
Wow.
So never. We've never hit 3 inches. And so I don't have to worry about it so much. But in some of the areas, all that water coming off of your own yard is going to get into your window wells because you've got other snow that is obstructing its ability to melt and roll into the gutter, and you've got to worry about neighbors, water coming off of their yards if you're living on a hill or something. So I would think about look at your yard carefully, make sure that you shovel away the snow from your window wells, and then think about sandbagging your own window wells or a back door to your garage or whatever. Watch for those negative grades especially.
Also, go dig out your window wells and then put some gravel there. And then slope that dirt away from the house. So you dig down, you slope the dirt away from the house in the window well, and then put gravel back in there. I had that done in my house a few years ago.
So smart. If you are looking to sell your home, you will have to disclose any flooding issues on the seller property disclosure, which is not fun. And as a buyer, you want to look for water problems, not only from the roof, but on the baseboards, basement flooding. We are at risk. It's a great time to prevent all of those problems. It's a lot harder to clean it up later. So in your spring cleaning and maybe this Easter weekend, maybe think of some of these things that we've talked about today. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back in to the Real Estate Show today. Thank you for joining us. I'm Lindsay Ayres here with Heather Osmond, owner and interior designer at Osmond Designs. She's got two stores, one in Lehi, one in Orem. Heather, I imagine you're getting ready for spring. All the pastel colors are transitioning. I also imagine people are kind of getting their yards ready. We've got a lot to do. We've been buried in snow for how many months now? And people are finally starting to be able to dig out.
We are so ready for spring. And at Osmond Designs, we have all the best Easter decor that you need. You know, the cute little rabbits and all the tulips and the vases and so many fun things at Osmond Designs. If you have not decorated for Easter yet, you can just make it super simple. We have the most beautiful glass jars, and you just put little Easter eggs in them.
Well, you know, here's the thing that's interesting this year is that you might be a little late getting ready for Easter because it doesn't feel like you should be preparing for Easter.
That's fair. Yeah.
So if you go do it right now, even today, and put some Easter-ish decorations up, it's not just Easter, it's spring.
Is that spring? Why I haven't gotten anything for my kids yet?
Why would you? Do you have Christmas candy still?
Yes.
You
know, that feels candy. Like Christmas.
It feels like last weekend. I think that's what everybody was going. I think this is January 103rd, right?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, something in your front foyer, your entry, and then something on your dining table, call it a day. That can be Easter, and make it simple and easy and fun. And, you know, we have kids. You have to just play into these holidays. They don't happen that often. So make it a fun Easter weekend.
You guys are so good at coming up with new ideas and ways to keep your home updated and refreshed. And, you know, holidays are a good way and a good reason to go ahead and make those little changes to your house. But, I mean, you guys are good at it. Everybody should go in and visit Heather's stores because all of her staff and Heather herself are fantastic at doing this. As a matter of fact, I heard you won an award this week, right?
We did. We are so proud that we won the Best of State Awards. In fact, we won three awards, one for the home decor category, one for the interior design category, and one for the furniture category, which was just a clean sweep in all the categories that they offered.
So we don't have sound effects here.
We're super proud of that. You know, Best of State really features and awards the best companies in Utah. So
that's awesome.
Go Osmond Designs.
Fantastic. And you got the Best of Utah County Award for the same ones, right?
Yes, I think it was Best of Utah Valley is what they called it.
Okay.
And that also was posted this week. And we won that award.
Wow.
It's a great week for Osmond Designs.
I can see Best of Utah Valley, but man, for the whole state, that's impressive.
You guys are too kind. I appreciate it. You know, I think it's so important to stage your home. In fact, this week, we just installed three model homes, and we're sure proud of the work that we do with these builders in making these homes beautiful so that when they have a 200-unit subdivision or 200-lot subdivision, that they have the buyers go through these homes and they can really envision themselves living there.
You know, I've had clients that have gone into model homes, and sometimes they go, oh my gosh, I love this. I want to buy the exact same stuff. But usually that's not the point. I mean, you go to the Parade of Homes or you go to model homes and they don't have bare rooms. I mean, you're not buying the furniture, you're buying the house. But we have found that staging a house, if you're getting ready to sell it, is so important and really, really valuable.
Right. And Heather, what would you say are the most important rooms to stage? So when there's somebody outside, you know, working in their yard right now, and if you want to get your wife a nice Easter present, call Heather's store and hire one of her designers to come out and work with your own things.
But you can do that even if you're not ready to sell the house.
Right.
Just to do it.
Right. We've had people where we've had someone who's going to sell their house. They have the designer out, and then they'll call us up and joke, and, you know, I actually like my house a lot better now.
I'm going to stay. Right. We're going to ruin the Matthew and Drew Sells tactics.
Because I'm going to recommend, too, going to a professional to stage, not doing what I did, which was go to Target and pick out some Joanna Gaines dishware and try to do it myself.
You guys,
I don't have Heather's skills.
I think here's the thing. Is I think a lot of us make the presumption that that's going to be really expensive to get professional help. But how many times do you go to Target and you bring something home and you put it in your house and it's there for like 3 weeks and you're going, this isn't right. Mm-hmm. And that's just wasted money.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen when you have somebody who's a professional and knows what the updated trends are and knows how things fit together. It doesn't happen the same way. And it's not expensive.
No,
it's just not.
It's $85 for an hour, and you're really paying for experience. Mm-hmm. We have over 20 years of experience. We have some of the best designers in the entire state that work at Osmond Designs. I call them my dream team. Yeah. And they are incredible. They will come in your home, move things around. We specialize, I think our special gift or special talent is just listening to our clients. Mm. And I think a lot of designers come in and try to talk people into what they think it should be. But oftentimes, you know, they go home after and the people don't like what they recommended. So we listen to our clients. We listen to how you live, how you entertain, how many kids you have. Do you work from home? How do you live in your home, what you love, what you don't love, and we make it so that you love it. So,
and I just want to see how you take my existing furniture and put it in the space that I can't see.
Right?
Because I'm like, I don't know what to do. I have like three couches in one room, and I'm like, this has got to be too many couches, right? Like, but I can't see what I'm supposed to do.
So some of the most important rooms, I know, Matthew, you asked earlier, the most important rooms to stage or to have look great in your home is that main living room or great room is what we call it, right off mm-hmm. of the entry. Mm-hmm. It's the room that's right off of your kitchen. Your kitchen needs to look great, your great room. You probably spend 90% of your time in that space. And so it needs to function and it can look pretty at the same time.
Yeah.
Also, the master bedroom is huge. You know, those en suites, people sell and buy houses because of master bedrooms and the walk-in closets and how that functions. So we need that to be very tasteful. And my philosophy is less is more. Keep it clean and inviting and then really just focus on quality statement pieces. So that can be art and accessories and, you know, all of those things. I think in Utah, we are a sea of brown and beige. People are so afraid to do any color. But there are some, I call them Ralph Lauren neutrals, some navy blues, you know, obviously grays and tans and reds and greens. I mean, they never go out of style. So if you do those tastefully, you won't have to be redoing your house every 1 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Right. Plus, if you have one of these designers come out, they're familiar with what's back in the store and they have ideas of what it might cost. So you can talk to them. You're like, oh, okay, so you've got something you think would look great here and here's how much it costs and I can run over and see it right now.
And you can get it today.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I know.
And sometimes even when you're getting ready to sell a house, you know, you're going, I can't spend any money. I shouldn't spend any money. And you do need to be careful that you don't screw up your credit situation or something by spending too much. But obviously, you know, when you start every time you move into something new, right, the furniture stores all send you advertisements because they know that's when you're going to buy. And what we found is when we sold our house just a couple of years ago to move into our new place is we fixed it up and we repainted it, recarpeted it. We did all these things and we did them after consulting with Heather as to what we needed to do in our house. And we bought some new pieces of furniture and art. And what was crazy is then we called our builder up and we said, you know, we want to change our colors and we want to change our carpet. And we put in the same thing that we had just put in our previous house. And so sometimes what you can do is you buy the stuff that is actually for the new place that you're going into, for your existing home, and then you have to move it one extra time, but it sells for enough more. Your house will actually sell for enough more money if it presents well
and
enough.
And you just paid for your furniture.
It's free furniture.
Yeah. Free furniture. Yeah. Have you found that? That happens often?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Do you know what else is really funny is my husband and I, we built 16 homes in the 27, only 16 in the 27 years that we were married. And it's exhausting, but a lot of times the buyers would come in and they would say, I want your living room and I want your master. And they would buy the furniture as part of the furniture.
No, that does not happen.
If it looks good,
why do you want my 15-year-old couch?
And I would actually be really sad because I really liked my master bedroom. Right. But there was some part of me that was like, okay, cool. I get to get new stuff. This is great.
Take it all.
The last home that we sold about 5 years ago, they bought the entire home.
Wow.
We seriously took our silverware and our clothes and just the bare minimums.
That would be the best way to move, though.
I know. Yes. So that was kind of cool, too. So if you do it right, people just, they don't want to spend the time to go pick out all of the items. But, and if they like it, they just buy it. I find that specifically
We just closed on a luxury townhome in Provo where we sold it furniture and all.
Yeah.
They took their silverware out. Yep. In fact, the buyer complained because they left some of the food in the pantry. Like when they moved in.
I'll take the couch, the sofa, and the spaghetti. Thank you.
Exactly.
Because we said, just take your personal items and take off. And they did.
Yeah, there's a home
don't drink beer.
We're working on a home in Layton right now. And the buyers just said, here's our visa. We want it furnished. And will you go to Bed Bath & Beyond or Target or one of those stores and buy us all the towels, the paper towel holders, I mean, the blenders, the toasters?
Oh my gosh.
They want it just move-in ready. They gave us a list. I sent one of my designers. We had 5 shopping carts at Target, just chock full. In fact, the manager even came out and said, what are you guys doing?
Yeah.
we were hitting every alert. I think we spent over $3,000 just buying all the necessities all the stuff we don't sell at our store.
Yeah.
But this homeowner, it's just convenience. So, you know, keep that in mind when you are selling your home. Sometimes it just needs to look good. And people will pay more because they just have their job and they don't want to worry about it.
Yeah. Right. Funny story about me. True story. Drew knows this. Well, when I had my house, when I redid all my furniture, I told the designer, don't ask me any questions. Yep. Here's the budget.
Yeah.
Every question you ask me is $100 off. I'm not good at this. She asked me 2 questions.
She's
like, can I really ask you just a couple of questions? And I was like, all right, fine. But literally, like, my house just got decorated. They moved all the stuff in, and I showed up.
Beautiful. Yep. Oh, you guys, if you're selling a home, buying a home, definitely talk to Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, Armstrong and Flinders, right?
Yep. Armstrong and Flinders.
At UtahRealEstate.net.
You guys are so fun. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Happy Easter weekend. Come to Osmond Designs. You can pick up, you know, those last minute gifts that just aren't candy and will be something that will last for your family. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Lindsay Ertz here with Heather Osmond of Osmond Designs, the stores in Lehigh and in Orem. Heather, I would love to get into a more updated space one of these days, but, you know, it's just not in the cards right now. I don't know. It's just 2 little kids, and I'm just like, I don't have the energy to move, and I just can't do it right now.
Well, Lindsay, you are one of the most hardworking people that I know, so I can see why you're a little overwhelmed in your life, and sometimes it's just timing, right?
Yeah.
So if you are looking to buy or sell, or if you're like Lindsay and you just are going to stay, it's not the right time, you should love your home regardless. Today we're going to talk about, in this last segment, our in-person home tours, a thing of the past. We have Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders on the show with us today, 2 of the best residential, I call you guys residential real estate agents, but you do commercial as well. But 2 of the best high-tech real estate agents that I know, and really your strength is photography and online presence is, you know, you guys excel at all of these things. I think that home buyers are on
their computers at their kitchen table looking at homes before they ever walk into a home. So it's more important than ever that the photography is great, the staging is great, the curb appeal is fantastic.
And right. Is that crazy, though, that we make one of the biggest investments of our lives online, like just looking at it online? We walk through maybe once.
Some people do. You know, yeah. we sell a couple of houses a year with our 3D tours that we do for homes. So when, you know, we'll have people, especially the tech people coming in, and they love it. They say, you know, I've been through the whole house. I measured my furniture fits because there's measuring tools on the 3D tours.
Wow.
I can see the floor plan. I can see everything there. I've got a couple of questions, but we're so careful when we take those 3D tours. You can almost do a home inspection from some of the tours we take because you can go and see the furnace and the water heater and everything like that. See how wide the halls are, what the master bed, you know, just so well. You don't get confused just because of the pictures. But Drew's actually always been on the bleeding edge of technology. In fact, when we started back in 1995, Drew was in Newsweek because he was doing digital photography and we were making full color flyers when nobody else had a full color flyer. It was back when realtors would go out and they would take a picture, take it down to the 1 hour
Polaroid.
right. And then like glue them onto the flyers and put them into the flyer box. And we would go down and spend all night long at Kinko's printing out 30 yeah. full color flyers
stream
at $1 a piece.
Yeah. But the thing is that like when we started, the multiple listing service was in like a newsprint printed almost like a telephone book.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you had one picture of the front and we had to go and look at 30 houses with clients. And a lot of times, like even with my own clients will call me up and say, a new one came on the market. This is the MLS number. Let's go see it. I didn't send that to them anymore. The multiple listing service is accessible by everybody, and the way we work has massively changed. And that puts us in a different situation where we have to spend some time establishing expectations, not in this 30 home tour that we're doing with clients, but on telephone calls, Zoom meetings, things like that, where we can actually kind of talk to them about what the market is doing. And I mean, it is a weird time. The market is tight right now.
I think that's so important how you pick a real estate agent, too. It's not just putting it on the MLS or throwing it up on Facebook and Instagram. Like, there's much more marketing that comes with selling your home than just throwing pictures up.
Right. And you know what? Our cell phones can take beautiful pictures. They're really good cameras at this point. But you know what? I never shoot a house and then go back and just put the pictures on. The editing to make sure that they all look consistent and they look right, that takes a couple of hours, you know? And making it present itself as well as possible is really important. If all the realtors all used their cell phones, that'd be one thing. But you've got realtors that are out there using very professional photographers and very professional equipment that if your guy is just shooting it with his cell phone, that should set off alarm bells these days.
And I think you need the edge in marketing. Right now, inventory is low. We were just talking about that. It is a great time to buy. It is a great time to sell, even though interest rates have gone up just a little bit.
They have, but people aren't putting their house on the market because they don't want to afford the new payment. So if before it was going to be fun to move, the fun to move people are holding off right now. The have to move people are still putting their houses up for sale, but there's not enough of those.
Right. And really people, if they don't have a good must have or something that I've really got to do, then they're not moving right now, which is why our inventory is so low.
So true. Happy Easter weekend. Thank you for joining us on the KSL Real Estate Show. We will be back next week. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we had Drew Armstrong, Matthew Flinders, two of the best real estate agents in all of Utah, and of course, my favorite person, Lindsay Ertz with KSL. Thanks again. See you next week.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.